Welcome to 3 Minutes of Tehillim. Today's 3 Minutes of Tehillim has been generously sponsored by Roz Salmon and family to commemorate the yahrzeit of Alan Salmon Avraham Ben Israel, father of Peter Salmon. May his neshama have an aliyah. We are up to Perek Zion, chapter 7. And in chapter 7, it begins with Pasuk Aleph, Shigayon LaDavid, a mistake to David. What was this mistake? And it says, Asher Shar LaHashem Al Divrei Kush Ben Yimini. It's talking about Kush Ben Yimini. Who is this mysterious fellow, Kush Ben Yimini? So the Radak says, quoting Chazal, that it is Shaul. What was the mistake that David is talking about? So in his encounter with his enemy Shaul, caused him so much heartache, David is worried. Even though David eulogized him, even though David mourned when he died, when Shaul died, but perhaps he didn't mourn enough. Perhaps he was a little bit happy and celebrated the loss, the death of his enemy. Incredible. Someone who caused him so much pain and so much heartache, he's mourning his loss. Why? What was David thinking? So, the Beis Yosef in Or Chaim Simon Tuf Tzadi Sif Dalid quotes Shibboleth HaLeket, who says the reason why we don't say full Hallel on the second days of Pesach is because the Egyptians drowned, and we don't want, as the Pasuk says in Mishle, we don't want to celebrate. The Pasuk says in Mishle, Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin, Bin Nifol Oyvecha Al Tismach. We don't rejoice at the falling of our enemies. So David is concerned that perhaps he was too overwhelmed with joy when his enemy Shaul, who caused him so much pain, when he passed away. But what's the mistake? Why is it a problem to celebrate our enemies falling? Aren't we supposed to sing, with praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving us? Interestingly, Maseches Sofrim Yudches Beis says that there was a practice to say this particular mizmor on Purim, which we are, Bezras Hashem, celebrating soon. Why on Purim? Because Ishimini in Pasuk Aleph perhaps refers to Mordechai. What's the connection between Purim and about being careful not to celebrate our enemy's downfall? So perhaps the answer is that yes, on Purim we'd celebrate our enemies, not succeeding in destroying us, and we think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we don't want to fall into what's called Schadenfreude. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Schadenfreude is a pleasure that we derive by seeing someone else's misfortune. And right now, on Purim, we want to celebrate. We want to be besimcha. That's what we're supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the nisim and the neflos, the miracles of the Purim story. However, we don't want to fall into and be overtaken by a sense of celebration at the fall of our enemies. And I think it's very relevant today where we have the war in Eretz Yisrael going on, and we have to be careful. We do celebrate our victories, but we don't want to become desensitized to the suffering of others. We need to stay aware of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want his creations to be killed, right? He doesn't want, as you said about the midstream, he doesn't want them to be drowning, ideally, in the sea. Sometimes we have to protect ourselves, and we need to daven and pray for the return of our hostages, and pray for our safety, and hope for a future time that there will be peace immediately. But we want to make sure that we are sensitive. Al tismach, benofo ayvecha al tismach. We don't celebrate at the fall of our enemies. We celebrate our own salvation, and with that, we can be besimcha on Purim, and we can remember the words of David cautioning us not to fall into his shigayon, shigayon the David.